it's time for our weekly state news roundup. We're checking in with reporters around Wisconsin about the stories they've been covering.
First, two state lawmakers from Milwaukee are introducing a bill that would allow red light traffic cameras to be installed at some of the city's most dangerous intersections. Traffic cameras aren't currently allowed under state law.
Corinne Hess is a reporter for WPR News based in Milwaukee. Corey, thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me.
So give us a sense as to how big of a problem reckless driving is in Milwaukee right now.
Actually, it's a pretty huge problem in Milwaukee. Right now, currently, reckless driving has caused about 20 serious injuries and 19 fatalities in Milwaukee this year. It's down from last year a little bit, but it's like I said, a big problem.
And so this bill that we're talking about would allow for red light cameras, which is currently not something permitted under state law. What can you tell us about how these cameras would work?
Well, what the city would like the state to pass is the ability to put red light cameras at about 50 of the most dangerous intersections. And it would take pictures of people's license plates, and then they would be sent tickets in the mail. They also want to put in speed enforcement cameras, and people driving 21 miles an hour over the speed limit would be also ticketed.
I was a little bit surprised to learn that we didn't have this already in Wisconsin. I know other states and other cities have experimented with these cameras in the past. Have these been successful elsewhere or not so much?
Well, it depends who you ask. A study done in 2017 by Case Western Reserve University found that they're successful in changing the types of accidents, so there's fewer T-bones, but and you know what I mean by T-bone mm-hmm. accident.
Been there.
But really, they don't reduce accidents, and they don't seem to reduce the number of people going through red lights.
So this bill was introduced by two Democratic representatives, David Crowley and Senator LaTanya Johnson. Can you just talk a little bit more about why they're saying that this bill is needed?
Well, I mean, they're saying it's needed just because of the number of reckless drivers in Milwaukee. Like I said, this is a problem in the city, and it has been for several years. The police department now does, they chase drivers that are recklessly driving, but that's not helped at all. We just had a police officer killed in the last few weeks. So they want to try to stop this.
And so this legislation is out now, just introduced. What's going to be the next step on this going forward?
Well, the deadline for co-sponsorship is July 9th, and then we'll see if it does move forward and if it gets much support.
Something tells me if there's a public comment period on this one, that is one that is going to receive a lot of commentary. Corey, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
Corinne Hess is a WPR reporter based in Milwaukee. She was with us to talk about a bill that would allow red light traffic cameras at some of the city's most dangerous intersections. Now, moving to Spring Green, many residents are speaking out against a proposed facility that would breed dogs for medical research. Despite the outcry, local officials feel their options to deal with the project are limited. Lisa Speckhard-Pask is a Metro reporter for the Capital Times. Lisa, welcome back to Central Time.
Absolutely. Glad to be here.
So can you give us a sense of the scale and purpose of this operation that is being proposed in Spring Green?
Absolutely. So there's two parts of this proposal. One would be an indoor kennel in an old farm building, and that would house an average of about 135 dogs. That's according to the applicant's conditional use application. And then they would also have a separate kennel in their residential garage about 2 miles away, and that would be for mother female dogs and their puppies before they're weaned. So it's like a whelping facility.
It sounds like this operation has been in the works for a little bit, but when did this really get onto the radar of some concerned residents in Spring Green?
Yeah, so kind of all exploded on June 19th. There was a village meeting for one of the conditional use permits needed for this operation. And that's when it kind of the publicity hit that this is for a medical, the dogs will be bred for medical research. A lot of people had ethical or moral objections to that. So protesters and opponents showed up at this meeting and voiced their concerns, ended up delaying that decision at the village meeting, and now it's continued to gain traction online. There's a petition going around that on Wednesday had about 9,000 signatures in opposition. I checked it this morning, it was 18,000, and then I checked it like an hour ago, and it's 19,000.
So anytime you're talking about a dog operation like this, some people are going to use the phrase puppy mill. Is that one of the concerns that we're hearing from concerned residents?
Yes, that term has been used a lot, and the Humane Society, you know, defines that as an inhumane commercial dog breeding facility where the health of the dogs is disregarded in for profits. While the conditional use application for this project describes a very humane and safe environment, but I think people are still using the term puppy mill to describe the fact that it is. The dogs will be used for medical research.
What, if anything, have we heard from the owners of this business in response to all of these concerns?
Yeah, absolutely. They released a statement. You know, they said, we have our USDA license. We are inspected by the USDA. We've gone through all the proper permits. They've actually said that they've received some threats and that their car was vandalized through this experience. And they've said they're going to host a public forum to get the public to learn more and have pointed to resources that argue the benefits of using animals for medical research.
So it sounds like a decision was pushed off until next month. But even if town and county governments wanted to do something about this, potentially put a stop to it, what really do they have the capability to do?
Yeah, so it's tricky. So first of all, there's two different permits because some of this falls in the town and some of the village of Spring Green. But the larger issue here is that local officials have told me that they really feel like they can't reject it based on ethical or moral grounds because according to state law, for a conditional use permit, you can only reject it if it doesn't meet the conditions or the laid out expectations in the ordinance. And they said, well, we understand this is an emotional issue, but we can't make an emotional decision. So kind of in response to that, some residents and groups are petitioning for a local ordinance that would specifically ban this type of facility. So we'll see what happens there.
Well, Lisa, thanks for joining us today.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Lisa Speckard-Pask is a Metro reporter for the Capital Times, and she talked with us about backlash to a proposed facility in Spring Green that would breed dogs for medical research. Finally, we'll stay in southwestern Wisconsin, where the state's Public Service Commission held hearings this week on a proposed transmission line from the American Transmission Company and Dairyland Power Cooperative. Hope Kerwin is WPR's reporter based in La Crosse. Hope, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
So this is a big issue for the Driftless region, and there's been a lot of people organizing against this project. Can you give us an overview of the so-called Cardinal Hickory Creek line and the proposed routes in the area?
Yeah, so this is a high-voltage transmission line that, as you said, ATC, ITC Midwest, and Dairyland Power have proposed. Basically, it would stretch from the Madison area, just west of Madison, to Dubuque, Iowa area, basically cutting across Iowa County with a substation in Montfort and then through Grant County to Cassville, where it would then cross the Mississippi River.
And you went to one of the public hearings this week in Lancaster. What were you hearing from people who don't want to see this line get built?
Yeah, so there were a lot of people that turned out to oppose the Cardinal Hickory Creek project and just really voiced their concerns about it. The biggest impacts that people talked about were definitely just how this line would kind of change the landscape. You know, this cutting through right through the heart of the Driftless area, which is known for its very scenic hills and valleys. And, you know, they're worried how this could impact tourism and local property values. They also questioned a lot of questions about whether this project is needed. You know, they said that they don't think that there is the data to support that there's going to be more power consumption and really kind of the cause behind this line.
And it seems like both sides of the issue might be using this idea of renewable energy as a talking point. Can you talk about how that's being used on both sides to possibly justify this project?
Yeah, so I mean, renewable energy use is definitely, as you said, been talked about on both sides. I mean, the utility companies and also groups like the Clean Grid Alliance say this infrastructure is needed to continue to see wind and solar projects pop up and really support the use of that energy. But some people on the opposite side, you know, argue that we should be focusing on homegrown wind and solar produced in the Driftless area itself to power local homes.
So the public comment period for the proposal ends today. What is the next step in determining whether or not this gets approved?
So the PSC, I believe, has until the end of September to approve or deny the application. And but regulators in Iowa also have to approve the section in Iowa for this project as well. So as soon as that kind of process goes forward, ATC and their partners estimate that they could see the line in service by 2023.
Well, Hope, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
Hope Kerwin is a WPR reporter based in La Crosse. She talked with us about this week's public hearings on a proposed transmission line in southwestern Wisconsin. In full disclosure, the American Transmission Company is a WPR sponsor.